food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Moms have told me that they would feed their kids whatever it takes to win a race. But when it comes to school performance and taking tests, well, they said that's the school's job. Carolina, what would you say to these moms?
I tell them they'd have to sit down and rethink that chain of thought there. You know, the way your kids will perform in school can be directly related to how you're feeding them at home. Absolutely it can. You know, we can go on and on about this. I can just sum it up in one thing. Hungry kids do not learn. They're not able to learn. They're not able to process information. They're not able to make the connections they need to retain the information they're learning in school. So you need nourished bellies, nourished minds, so that they can get everything and perform to their best ability, not only in test taking, which I know that's a huge one going around, but in just learning the information that they need to move on to their next level in schools. And good news is we have some really fun recipes to do that with, right?
Yes, we do. But I just want to clarify something you just said, that hungry children don't learn. But we're not talking about on empty stomachs hungry. We're talking about nutrient-deprived hungry as well. So if your children are eating nutrient-empty foods like some of those processed, easy breakfast ones you throw in a little toaster oven or a toaster, those are totally empty of nutrients. So their brains are not being fed so they can function well. And what I said to these moms, or very much what you're saying, is that, you know, these are your children. You are there to nourish them in every way, and that includes food, so they can face all these tests. I know schools have really loaded up the number of tests that kids take, and so it's really important that they're de-stressed by being given the foods that will help them feel confident and comfortable and focused so they can take them. Right, Carolina? You're the boss. You're the expert on this.
All right. No, I absolutely agree. Yeah.
Let's go to some recipes. We want to make sure we get some in before the end of the show. What would be an ideal one to feed your children for breakfast before you send them off to school?
Yeah, well, I think that's the first sentence you said. That's the most important thing. Feed them before they go to school. As a registered dietitian, I can't tell you how many times I've heard, because I lost count, the usual excuse, we don't have time for breakfast. Or I don't feel like eating breakfast, or I'm not hungry in the morning, or you can't convince me to feed my child for breakfast. It's too much of a fight. So those are all excuses that need to be overcome somehow, because feeding your child before they go to school is the single most important thing you're going to do in the morning, other than, you know, making sure they have their books in their backpack. But they have to eat something. And usually I tell the parents, even if you start with one piece of fruit, that's what you're going to do. You're going to start with one piece of fruit. It's very important what you're going to feed them for the morning, but feed them something. I really love our breakfast banana split recipe. It's so fun. It takes 2 seconds to put together. And I mean, what a fun name to say you're going to have banana split for breakfast. But we just take a banana, and you can cut it in half lengthwise, just like you would for a banana split. But instead of ice cream, we do yogurt. You can do Greek yogurt. You can do regular yogurt. You can do homemade yogurt, whatever kind of yogurt we prefer. And then top it off with some fun toppings like blueberries, strawberries, pineapples. And the icing, I call it the icing, is actually just walnuts or pecans or almonds, finely chopped or ground, or just whole. Just throw it on top of there, because that's what's going to give you your extra omegas, your fat, what's really going to hold them over until they get their snack break. So that's a really fun recipe, easy to make. And kids really like, they eat with their eyes as much as they do with their mouth. So it looks great and it tastes amazing.
And it's easy, easy, easy to make. And that's what we're all looking for in the breakfast morning. Okay, you have a recipe that you've sent to school with your children for lunch. I think it's called a strawberry and PB sandwich. And I guess you got notes home from the school saying, wow, explain that one.
Yeah, well, the theme here is easy because the excuse we get more often is that it takes time to eat healthy, it costs too much to eat healthy, and time again, we have told you and proven otherwise. So this goes right along with that. It's such a twist on an old favorite, which is your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, except we say dump the jelly, which is usually overprocessed, full of sugar, empty of nutrients, and add real fruit. And that's all it is. This is whole grain bread. Use sprouted grain bread or any kind of whole grain bread you prefer. And we love, once again, nut butters because they have a variety you can choose from. If you have a child that's allergic to peanut butter, use almond butter. Or sun butter is a really school-friendly one if you have a no-nut school kind of place. And just, spread your peanut butter. You can do it on both sides of the bread or just one, and then slice up the fruit. This one was strawberry because strawberry is in season here in Florida. We have a long strawberry season here. Kids they were trying to get my daughter to switch their pizza for the sandwich. That's how much it looked beautiful. And so they wanted to try it. And that was really fun. But you can do this with bananas. You can do this with peaches. Peaches was like, I wasn't sure about it, but once we did peaches, almond butter on whole grain bread. And oh my gosh, I was like, what? How could I not have thought of this before? It's amazing. So simple as that. Pack it on their lunchbox, put some carrots on the side, some raw veggies on the side. The crunch of the raw veggies at lunchtime really is a huge hit with kids. If you have to add some dip, go ahead, add some dip. Do some yogurt-based dip. And there you go. It's a full lunchbox that's going to be great performance food for them at school.
And easy peasy. We love that. So dinner, let's get our dinner recipe in there. I know we have one called salmon balls, which is fabulous. Explain that one. That'll feed the brain and every part of your body so well. It's easy. Go for it.
It is easy, and it's super versatile too, because this is your main part, I guess, and then the rest around it, you can kind of place it however you want it. So let me explain that. These are salmon balls, and you start with your salmon. You can use canned salmon, or you can use the pouch salmon, or you can use fresh salmon. The canned and the pouch are much more budget friendly, so that's what I usually end up using it. And then I mix it with rolled oats. It's very similar to a salmon burger patty that I make, but this one we make it into balls. And we put a little bit of yogurt in there to kind of stick everything together. And then all the flavor comes from the fresh parsley, from the garlic, the lemon peel, lemon juice, and even chopped up carrots we put in there. And we add some extra eggs to help with the binding. Make it into little balls. And then when you bake these, or you can bake these or pan sear them. And then that's it. You can serve them with grilled veggies, or you can even use them in a tomato sauce to kind of make a twist on spaghetti and meatballs. Do spaghetti and salmon balls. You can use them, put them in kebabs and grill them. So they're super versatile. You can make them a different thousand different ways, and they have been a hit with my kids every time I make them. So very good one to try.
Wow, so you've got a breakfast, lunch, and dinner recipe that's so easy for high performance for your kids, so they can go and face those tests and face and be comfortable. They can sleep well. They will be you'll see the behavior pattern improve. It's just a win-win. So Carolina, wind us up. I think we're out of time.
Yeah, I want to tell everybody, if you couldn't write fast enough, you can find these recipes on our website. That's www.kidkritics.org. Kid Critics spelled with two K's. There's a recipe tab there, and you can look for those three recipes. Also follow us on Facebook, and you'll find links to the recipes and much more. And you can always listen to our past shows on radiomd.com. Look for our radio page there. And when you are visiting us on our website, make sure you look on the left-hand column of the website. There is an enter to win where you can go and enter to win a whole case of food that we always have running, a Kid Critic approved food. Thank you very much, and make sure in the meantime you eat well and stay well.